The inspirational message this week is based on the scripture reading that Reverend Henry will use in his sermon this Sunday. That scripture reading is from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 2 through 8, and is part of the series that Reverend Henry is preaching called On the Journey, Traveling with God, subtitled All God's Children Need Traveling Shoes, which is from the famous spiritual. You may recognize that. But let's go back to Exodus. The Israelites have just left Egypt. They're on their path. They're traveling their journey with Moses. Chapter 19 in Exodus is the chapter just before chapter 20, where the Lord passes down his Ten Commandments. So in chapter 19, verse 2 starts, when they set out from Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness. And there Israel camped in front of the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the sons of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel. So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses brought back the word of the people to the Lord. So when I read this, I am thinking of Reverend Henry's sermon on the journey, traveling with God. Certainly the Israelites are on their journey, traveling with God, receiving his instruction, the Ten Commandments. And then the subtitle, All God's Children Need Traveling Shoes, reminds me of the book by Maya Angelou. And in this book, she, it's part of an autobiographical series. She decides to move back to Africa because she feels as an African-American, perhaps if she moves back to her roots, that she will feel more at home and more grounded. So she moves back to Ghana and leads her life there, and then comes to the conclusion that her spiritual journey to find home is not really related to a place externally, but has everything to do with her journey spiritually and trying to find a home within herself and accepting herself and finding that center. So I think that's something that we can all learn from and think about as well as we continue on this journey, traveling with God and Reverend Henry over the next couple of weeks and months. So I wish you good travels this week, and I pray for success in your own spiritual journey.